This is Kathleen Crippen interviewing Barb Apple, who joined the Cleveland Hiking Club in 1985. Tell us about all of that, Barb.
Hi, I was doing school nursing and had the summers off, and in the summer of 1985, I climbed Mount Washington in New Hampshire. And that was the first big hiking I'd ever done. Came back and got my subscription to the Emerald Necklace, which I had just started getting, and lo and behold, the Cleveland Hiking Club advertised a hike in North Chagrin, which is about 10-15 minutes from my house. And I thought to myself, if I can do Mount Washington, I can do 10 miles. And then I thought, 10 miles is a long way, and I'm going to be the old person of the group. I was approaching 41 at the time. And I get there, and I was one of the youngest people. And I was hooked from the beginning. People were friendly. I can't remember if Louise was on that hike, but she certainly became a memorable person, not only to me, but to so many other people. That's Louise McDonough. Because I was still off for the summer, I was able to get my 6 hikes in. It was Labor Day Monday, and Emily Greger was leading the hike. And at that time, you still had to be voted in at the board meeting. So the board meeting was on Tuesday, and that was Monday. So I got voted in early September. Otherwise, I would have had to wait till October. Also, on that hike, that last hike, I met Bob and Joyce Maruna, who were doing their first or second hike, and we have been lifelong friends, that part of our lives anyhow, since. The club has been a lifeline in a lot of ways for me. It has seen me through the happy events and the sad events of my life. The friendships I've made have become so important. And sustain me and to this day. And the club has changed so much over the years since 1985. It was kind of a small family-knit group when I joined. There was one hike on a Sunday morning, and then there was a 5-miler in the afternoon. There was maybe one or two hikes, if I recall correctly, during the week, a morning hike and evening. Never on the same day. I don't remember being a morning and an evening. So if you got 60 miles a month, you were doing good. And I was working still full-time, too. And at that time, this club started getting a little bit bigger in the early 90s. I don't remember exactly when, but somebody started leading sort of an alternate coffee hike. And that led to 2 hikes on a Sunday morning. Then pretty soon it was east side, west side, and it has evolved into what it is today with hikes morning, noon, and night. Some of the things that have meant a lot to me and some of the people, people may remember Herman Wimmer. He was a real character. He was a small, wiry guy who was from Europe and did a lot of hiking in Europe. And he played the devil's advocate on so many occasions, and we had wonderful conversations. And of course, there's Walter Leonard's and Louise, and then there's the Ray Lucian and Ernitaki kind of ongoing duel that was sort of serious and comical at the same time. And of course, so many of the people will remember Harold Poole, who the joke was that he could lose 10% of the people on a hike. And I'm not sure if he couldn't hear well, but he had a loud, booming voice, and when Harold was around, you knew it. These events at the club have been very important as well. The social events, we've had some wonderful things going on. One of the fondest that I recall, we had, and this kind of goes to the controversy over the bathrooms. We had a very formal affair. It was called the Metropolitan Club. It was kind of a speakeasy, and guys were in tuxes and girls were all dolled up. And we had, I think it was a prime rib dinner. Jack Kohut did it. And we used the outhouse. So if we could do it then, we can do it now. That's a political statement. There are other very, memorable events. Jack Kohut did a lot of themed dinners. We had Halloween parties. Also, I was on the board three different times, and saw some changes going on there. And you think that a hiking club can't be political, but believe me, it is. And I'm not going to go into that. As far as favorite hikes, 16 Ridges was always my favorite. And I, in the 32 years I've been a member of the club, I've probably done about 28 of them. I think my career is over now, but it was challenging because there's the hill and you take it any way you can. And then it was always the thought of having that beer afterwards that kept me going for the last few ridges. I did 5 40-milers. I did 4 and then had a 20-year hiatus. And in my when I was going to be 65, I decided I wanted to do a 5th and make it nice and neat. And I did, and that was it. I'm done. Changes, I think, you know, bigness is not always better. And just I think that we have become a little bit divided, east side, west side, and that feeling of family has dissipated a little. But over the years, you're going to see changes, and you just make the best of it. Put up a pause. I've taken some marvelous trips with the club. Unfortunately, I couldn't take advantage of as many as I'd like to, but I've been to England several times. Pat and Jim Spoth led a wonderful trip in 1996 to Alaska, been to Washington State, New Mexico, Tennessee, even the weekend little things. And one of the things that the club did that I wasn't able to participate in, but I heard was wonderful, was the Explore Ohio, with all doing all the counties. And Ruth and Leo initiated it, and people took over, and they became kind of competitive in who could do the best the best weekend. And they had courthouses and city halls and things open up and give tours to the group. I was working night shift at the time, so couldn't get away for the weekends that they were scheduled. And the other thing is the ongoing concern that people have, I think, generally in the club for the environment. Harold Poole, getting back to Harold, he was the one that started the can, picking up the cans. And I think he did it for himself at first. And then Alice Cruz, of course, has taken over, and that has been a wonderful addition to the club. And so little things that start out that become a project. The other thing, this wasn't a project, but the other thing that when people smoked more, not in the club, but people would find the Marlboro packets along the road and pick them up, and people got jackets and hats and sleeping bags and all sorts of things from picking up Marlboro packets. Overall, the club has just become a very, very important part of my life, and there's so much that has happened over the years. And one of the things that people often ask me is, you know, do you lead hikes? Because I've been a member for 32 years. Well, I can't find my way out of a Cracker Jack box, and I have attempted to lead hikes with index cards taped with instructions over tape over them so that if it rains they don't get wet. And I've still needed bailing out, so the anxiety and the angst isn't worth leading hikes, but I try to help out in other ways then. Now, I do Mary Baldwin and I do the city sneakers, and we've enjoyed doing that and exploring different parts of the city and trying to find places to eat, and that's been a lot of fun. And another thing that I didn't mention too is not only the camaraderie and the mental health benefits, but the physical health benefits, just in keeping in condition and not realizing over the years how much it has helped until you walk with people who don't walk and they say, slow down, you're going too fast. My problem is I hike 5 miles and eat 6 miles worth of food, so that can be an issue. I say that kind of jokingly because everyone says you're so little, but anyhow. So overall, the club has been, from top to bottom, an important part of my life for so many reasons, and will continue to be until I can't hike anymore. That actually brings me to another point. When I was on the board is when we established the category of leisure hikes, because people were aging and they still wanted to walk but couldn't keep the pace of the regular hiking. And it has been a wonderful addition to the club. I have to say we did draw the line at mall walking. We decided we wouldn't give credit for that. And I think that part of the decision was that eventually all of us will probably end up on leisure hikes if we're lucky. And so it really has been very helpful. And I think that's it.